Well, then I'll do the countdown. In 5, 4, 3, 2. Welcome to Flowing with Famous, your all Fresno podcast where we talk about all things Fresno.
Yay, Fresno!
This is Joshua TV, aka Famous Whitewater, and with me, as always, Mike C, the Fresno podcast guru and keeper of the Dorktown network of podcasts.
Yeah.
So.
Yay, podcast.
And yeah, I love podcasts and podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot of stuff to talk about today. And what a glorious day it has been with the
we've
rain.
Got a clear air.
Clean.
The air is
the
clear.
Air is, and it is glorious because.
Don't get your fireplaces going.
No,
just
don't,
because it rained.
It got a little rain. Don't turn on your fireplace because our air is terrible in Fresno. Yeah. Like, Fresno, or I'll say the central San Joaquin Valley.
Yeah.
It's up there with Beijing. I mean, it is like.
Way to depress us right off the bat.
Well, I'm
Josh,
and it's here's why, because I was depressed this week and last week. Okay, so I was not aware of the, and I should have been aware of this. So during the summer, there's bad air, right? And
yeah.
You kind of instantly
we're used to that.
Oh my God, the air is so terrible, and it's a million degrees, and it's horrendous. In the winter. It's actually worse because all of those particulate matter, all that particulate matter
mm-hmm.
that's hanging out way up in the clouds during the summer when it's warm gets pressed down. And then we're like swimming in it, right?
Yeah.
And so I ride my bike, you know, which I think is a good thing.
Right.
Saving the air. Being healthy.
Getting exercise,
right. Being a hipster, right. My hip crochet. Until I'm talking to the environmental reporter at the Fresno Bee, and I'm asking him about the air, because there was one day I was riding my bike, and you could see, like,
yeah.
It looked like it was foggy, but the fog hadn't come in yet.
I don't know. Yeah. That day was weird because it was but part of the day was foggy. And then it was different
right.
foggy. And then it was, I have trouble differentiating
right.
haze and smog.
Knows? Right.
There's haze, smog,
fog.
And fog.
I don't know.
Sometimes those are hard to differentiate.
Anyway, so I'm asking him about it, and then, you know, I'm telling him that I ride my bike, and I probably ride in like the worst part of the day, you know, when it's like threat level 4 or 5
or whatever.
And then I'm telling him that there's this like toss up, because in one way I like to ride my bike. I also feel like that there's something nice about not driving my car, etc.
Yeah.
On the other hand, it could be killing me. And he said don't do it. He said, just don't ride your bike.
Man,
he's like, you can't do it, you know?
Dude that knows what's happening.
It's just like, don't do it. And I guess that, you know, it's not just breathing it in your lungs, although, you know, but it like can seep through your skin.
Ah.
Like it's, yeah.
Jeez. Because I'm thinking like, I guess if you're in your car, it's filtering somehow. It is filtered.
Sure. Yeah.
I guess.
You have the windows rolled up, and
so I'm like, well, what? Yeah. How is it really even that much better in your car than riding?
Right. Well, you're in it though. You're breathing, sucking it in as you're riding your bike or whatever. You know, I haven't been able to tell really. Like, I don't feel bad after I ride. You know.
Yeah.
I can still breathe.
Yeah, it's
fine
hard to tell because I never. Knock on wood, I've never had problems breathing.
Right.
here, and I've lived here a ton,
but here's
a good chunk of my life.
What happens is,
knock on wood, now I've destined to.
Right, it accumulates, and then one day you can't breathe anymore.
And then one day it's just like, boom.
So you know Kathy Rehart, who did the Valley's Legends and Legacies?
Mm-hmm.
You know, she moved, and one of the reasons she moved was that exact thing, was that she just couldn't handle it here, because mm-hmm. The air is so terrible. So,
it feels like over the past few years, we've gotten better.
Well, yeah, because I do think that before this last round of terrible mm-hmm. air, that we had been doing better, and we had, you know, hadn't had any...
Had fewer days yeah. of...
However they rate the things, we were doing pretty well. But then it just got crazy. So,
mm-hmm.
So protect yourselves while you're out there. I sort of feel like what
don't
I need
burn your
to
fireplace,
do
man.
Is get like a gas mask or something that
yeah,
I can ride around.
We'd be in those yeah, that,
or like
that,
a full hazmat
like they do
suit.
In China. Yeah, the people are just walking around in those little masks, yeah, and you're like, yeah, weirdos.
Yeah, that's,
but now we're gonna be doing, I guess,
right. I'll have to slather on a ton of sunscreen,
yep.
And put on my gas mask and just ride around.
Wow.
So there it is. That's the. But today has been great. It rained for a while. The air kind of cleared out. So hopefully, we'll get back to some goodness.
Yeah. Just I think if people just didn't use their fireplace in the winter, as long as it rained on a semi-regular basis,
right.
Which is difficult for us.
Right.
But I don't. It seems nice. I could see the mountains.
Right.
That's all. That's our judge. Yeah. That's our Fresno.
Can you see? Right.
That's our judgment.
That's how you know
how,
it's a good
well
day.
Can I see the mountains today? Oh, right. All right. Looks all right.
Yeah. You remember the day, and I think that the bee, they had a side-by-side, and it was like to the day, like year to year.
Yeah.
Fresno skyline. Yeah. It was like clear, beautiful, and then it was like you couldn't even see the buildings.
Yeah, but you never know. It's like, what day? It's like, today, if you take a picture, it'd be crystal clear.
Yeah.
In a week. And if it doesn't rain, it's not.
So that's it. Don't be too... We shouldn't be too depressed about that, though. It just kind of is the thing.
Yeah. It's part of the reason why we have cheaper rent here, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Do you ever think or worry about that... with your kid,
yeah,
and also just generally yourself, like, hey, someday we may need to move.
I do, but it's like, for me, I've never nobody around me has like experienced like, you know, problems breathing because of the air. Like the doctor said, yeah, it's because of the air around there. So I'm like not directly been affected by it. So for me, it's like I'm like one of those
climate denial
people. I'm like, I don't get the problem. I'd like it to be a little warmer.
I breathe fine.
I live up in Calgary. I wish it was go warm and start coming up here. You know, but I'm kind of like that. I'm like, it's like I don't ever have a problem, so I don't get it.
Meanwhile,
but you know, next year I may have a, you know, all of a sudden I'm like, oh shit, I get it.
Right. Well, hopefully that won't happen, and we'll all.
Yeah.
Go back to having nice, beautiful air. Okay, so what else we got on the agenda for tonight? Now that we got all that terribleness out of there.
We like media, following media.
Oh, yeah, always.
I like to think that we're in the media. I know you are,
yeah,
but
I think this
myself.
Is media, yeah.
Indie media.
Yeah, indie media is
you're
media.
Corporate, I'm indie. You're indie within corporate.
It's true.
That's what you are.
Yeah.
You got that weird bubble you're in.
Yeah.
But... So I hear there's some radio acquisitions happening
in
town.
There's been a lot of radio news, actually, a lot of like back and forth, different things happening. But the big one came today. The announcement was made that I think it's One Putt Broadcasting is what it's called.
Yeah.
Owned by John Oslin and another dude.
And Oslin is the Kino owner.
Yeah, Kino.
The ESPN 940.
Right, ESPN 940. And they just bought, I think it was 4-7 stations. I should actually really look it up so I give people the correct information. But they bought several stations from Wilkes Broadcasting.
And was Wilkes a local company?
No, I do not believe so.
Oh, no. Well, that's interesting.
And so they bought several, including New Rock and The Fox.
Yep.
And
if I'm listening to music on radio, which is not a whole lot, but I still will have it.
Yeah, some people.
It's
do.
New Rock, The Fox, and KFSR. These are my stations. I listen once in a while. The Blaze,
sure. And so all they will be moving people down into the Kino offices, from what I hear. And so you know they'll be bringing all that stuff downtown.
So,
they're
going to
really
use
the
Kino Studios? ESPN Studios?
That is
how are they
going to
fit everybody in there, yo?
That is also, has been my question, you know.
Are they going to put another studio in there?
That place, I believe, actually is bigger than it seems. Like, they have a lot of space.
I know there's a basement
downtown,
down there.
A whole basement. So, here, I'll read you.
But I'm saying, like, I would think they would, I don't think they are. I know they have two studios. Do they have more than two that I'm not aware of?
I think they have two, but those are the ones that are, you know, that you can see. So there's probably a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff going on. So here we go.
I'm going to ask Tony D what's going on.
One Putt Broadcasting, owners of KJUL FM, 940 ESPN, Kino, and 790 ESPN 2, have signed an agreement to buy three FM radio stations from Wilkes Broadcasting, 95.7 The Fox, New Rock 104, and 105.5 The Game.
Okay. Sports. Yeah, it's the FM sports station.
Yeah. So,
which is weird.
The new stations will be moved into the One Putt offices in downtown Fresno as soon as they have to go through some FCC stuff. So there you go. They will now be the second largest radio group in Central California, and then Clear Channel obviously is the biggest. So
But Clear Channel is a national thing,
right?
So they're their largest local group,
I believe so. Yeah. So. And Wilkes Broadcasting is based out of Georgia.
All right. Well, see, that's cool then, because you've got a local buying a chain, national radio conglomerate, whatever, getting bought out by a local.
It's great. You know, remember when Kino, you know, when they first bought Kino, it was like, this terrible station, no one,
yep.
You know, and he bought it and rejuvenated it, did the studio, you know, got the deal with the ESPN
on Fulton Street,
and really just kind of turned things around. I mean, this is to me, it's a great mm-hmm. radio.
And then he got the Bulldogs away from KMJ, which you would think. Years ago, you would think that was impossible. Like, who could ever get Fresno State away from KMJ?
Right. How would they ever want to let go?
And they did it, man.
There you go. Yeah.
And they've done a much better job handling Fresno State sports than KMJ ever did.
Well, there you go.
And so, I don't know, it should be a positive.
Well,
for sure.
And so, what do you think it means for? And maybe you're not qualified. I'm certainly not qualified to answer this. But for the station, so let's say New Rock and the Fox to now be in local control. I mean, do you think that they're going to get? Are we going to get better radio because of it?
I think so. I mean, I don't know how John works as far as how far he lets his program directors go and do what they do, and hopefully they're going to keep the same people, because I know Andrea Carter is the program director at Fox and isn't the program director at New Rock, which is the big heavy the big DJ there, like the most prominent DJ,
Hammer.
I think Hammer is the program director for New Rock. So I assume he's just going to keep them where they're at, hopefully, as far as their job titles.
Right.
And I would think maybe he would let them have a little more control if they were being controlled at all by Wilkes. I don't know.
Well, let's see. Wasn't it...
Because John's a local guy. that likes local programming.
Well, right. Didn't Jewel FM or the K Jewel or whatever, didn't they do the thing where they were doing like 80% local content or something recently?
They were trying
to get more local content. So I mean, I think it could be a really good sign.
Yeah.
I mean, the more local control you can have, the better, you know, I think, you know, and they'll at least be able to understand the market a little better than, you know, from Georgia. But, and maybe I'm wrong, you know, maybe once this gets a little longer along the way, then we get one of these guys in here, Hammer or someone, to talk about it. I think it'd be cool.
Get Andrew or Hammer in here.
So in other radio news. KMJ has a new program. I don't know very much about this, but it seems interesting. It's called, I believe it's called the Restaurateurs, and it's a foodie program, and it's co-hosted by Dave Fansler and Mike Shrinian from the Elbow Room. What do you think about that?
Hey, good for KMJ doing a local program.
Yeah.
That's got to be a weekly. There's no way that's like a daily or anything. Yeah. Or Friday.
See if I can
bring one of those Saturday, Sunday show kind of shows.
It's on at midnight on
Saturday at 9 a.m. shows. But
let's see. But I mean, I think that that's a really cool idea. And again, you know, I think the more local content you can do, the more, you know, the better, for me anyway, you know. So it's a 1 hour.
Maybe they can get Josh Teehee.
So it's a 1 hour. It's a 1 hour weekly
program.
The
local show on New Rock.
Hey, they have that. It's called Osmosis.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, no, he does mostly national. He only puts in a little bit local.
He does a pretty good job of hitting.
Yeah, for sure.
KMJ, 1 hour weekly program, The Restaurateurs, Mike Shrinney and Dave Fansler. It launched November 8th. So they talk about recipes and they'll do restaurant reviews and sample wine.
That's a little weird.
And it is a little.
You have a weird restaurateur reviewing other restaurants in town,
right? And the programs will originate from either Westwood's barbecue or the Elbow Room.
All right.
Yeah, I like. So I think this is a good idea because Fresno loves food,
and those are two prominent restaurant people in town. Maybe the most prominent.
I think it's big. Oh, yeah, probably it's big for KMJ. I mean, I think it makes a lot of sense. If they are doing restaurant reviews,
if they're taking it seriously, sure. If they're just going like, oh, yeah, that was a cool place, right. Whatever. But if they're like doing like really reviews, it's kind of weird.
I think it could be interesting. I'll have to listen, and then next time I'll give you my take on it.
Right.
I mean, those guys both. It would be interesting to hear what they have to say about things because obviously they've both been doing it for a long time. They both have restaurants that
as long as they get real,
and
get real.
You got to get real.
You know how it's like dealing with the city and all this.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
All these things I hear Goldstein's is having to deal with, man.
Oh, yeah.
Red tape,
that's
dude.
The mortuarium.
Goldstein's mortuarium and deli.
Deli.
But that actually does neither a craft beer of bar.
that's going to be in the tower. Hopefully. Someday, question mark.
Yeah.
I think that'll be a great show. So we should listen to that. It's good, to me, seems like good time for local radio right now. It seems like there's lots of good programming on. You know, I have my issues with KMJ, but
you always come back. They always get you.
Valley.
You okay? Gin Lip? Have they figured out a Gin Lip replacement yet?
I don't know. I don't think so. When I've listened.
And I was corrected that she apparently does have a podcast already.
She's okay.
It's on iTunes.
Huh.
It's basically a spot for her that she does her Freaks. Remember on the old show, old New York show,
right.
Front Row, she did Freaks of the Week or whatever. Yeah. I guess she just does it. I haven't listened to it. I always use Stitcher. I rarely use iTunes, but so I think she's only on iTunes. But I'll have to check it out just to hear.
So anyway, yeah, KMJ. I think Valley is it Valley Public Radio.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's doing a great job. They have the Valley Edition with Ezra Romero and Joe Moore. And they're doing.
I do catch some of those.
They have several reporters now that are working on that show. Super good stuff. If you like radio,
Jefferson Beavers sometimes is on there.
No, I mean I think they're doing really cool reporting on that show. And
they
lost the Car Talk guy.
Yeah, Sam. That's funny because I hadn't listened to that in a while, and the day I heard hours before he died, I heard the show, and I just like randomly heard it, and I was like, oh man, I forgot how good these guys are. Like, I don't even care about necessarily car repair, but they're just like entertaining to listen to. Yeah. I was like, I forgot this is just a damn good show.
Yeah.
And then he died.
Yeah. So, Fresno Radio, and you know, truth be told, it's not just the radio. There's podcasts too.
There's a couple.
I'm trying to give us a plug here.
We're already here, man.
For the various,
we all know it.
We
all know it.
Yeah, that's true.
The numbers are up for Flowing with Famous.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Looking good. High Speed Rail ran into a situation downtown. Got a little situation there in the Chinatown. Digging up.
You had to think. I mean, I'm surprised. We should have seen this coming. do you want to explain and then?
Well, there is. Well, Chinatown has tunnels. There hasn't been the resources to properly display them, properly use them.
Yeah.
But there are tunnels, historic tunnels there.
Yeah, there are tunnels that were built,
used to,
for all sorts of things. Yeah.
Sometimes nefarious, sometimes just needed things.
Right.
So there's a tunnel network under Chinatown. And for those that don't know, we do have a Chinatown, and it's just a little west of the stadium.
Right.
On the other side of the tracks, where the Chukchansey Park.
Right.
Formerly known as Chukchansey Park, who knows what it'll be now? I don't know. But that's Chinatown, and there really is some crazy historic buildings for Fresno that people just don't really realize how like cool and historic they are.
Yeah.
So High Speed Rail is going right through it,
right through that area, and tearing up buildings.
Yep, and this whole Del Monte plant. Is one of the huge, is this giant building that's getting torn down right now.
And that's on what, F?
It's like Tellurian something?
Tellurian F, I believe.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Tellurian.
And underneath it, there's a tunnel that was discovered.
Right.
And Chinatown.
The China group, redevelopment.
Is like, Inc? Hey, this is a tunnel. Historic. This needs to be taken care of. And the High Speed Rail guys are saying, no. It's actually just an underground. It was a system where they used raisins and packing.
Sure, yeah.
System where they transported goods in between different parts
railroad
of the
and
different parts of the Del Monte plant.
Sure. Oh, okay.
And it was never meant for people to walk through. It was only meant. It was only used equipment wise.
Okay.
A conveyor belt. An underground conveyor belt
is what.
That's what High Speed Rail says it is.
Okay,
but the Chinatown group says no. This is like part of our history, and it's a tunnel. So I don't know what's going to happen, but
did you see the pictures?
Yeah, there's like a room. There's like
they have
weird.
Some,
look like a homeless person's room or something.
It might have been. It is. It's interesting, and so the thing that I read sort of made it seem like that It was used to take to transport raisins and whatnot from Del Monte, maybe to the train.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very close, you know, it's right there by the train track. So it wouldn't be like, you know, across any large distance. Mm-hmm. But so I don't know. It's one of those situations where like, well, that's cool. The tunnels are cool. And I do think that it's something that we have that's unique and authentic to Fresno.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that we could definitely like...
definitely use as a tourist thing.
Right,
just
like,
a,
I mean...
historic thing.
Right, I think if someone were...
we have so few of these things.
Oh, yeah, man.
The things that we do have, we need to like hold dear and take care of.
And could you imagine like if you kind of... if we could really get to these things and, you know... like renovate them mm-hmm. in whatever way so people could come through and see them.
Yeah.
And then you have buildings.
Like
and,
the underground gardens and, are. Forest Air underground gardens.
You know, I mean, I think it could be a really cool thing. Now, does this particular tunnel fall into that? I don't really know.
If I believe the high-speed rail people, then I kind of like, I'm not that worried about it. Right. Doesn't seem that historic. So, but if I believe... Chinatown people,
well,
which I would
built in.
I would probably lean on the side of the Chinatown people right. like 95% of the time.
Well,
but in this instance,
like
I'm like kind of
The thing I read said it was built in 1906, which would which you know, I mean,
anything built in 1906 in Fresno, it's like you gotta perk up.
So, say, but huh? I mean, what do you do?
I don't know.
You know, because look. The high-speed rail is going to get built. It needs to be built. There are going to be some casualties.
Yeah. Yeah, we've already seen that, and it's happening. But it's, so it's kind of like one of those greater good kind of things. Yeah. And I would like to see them. I mean, there's quite a bit of money that high-speed rail has. And part of it is...
Mike.
Too much!
It's a boondoggle.
It's a boondoggle! But so they have this money for you know for to help out thing displacement and stuff.
Yeah, mitigate.
So maybe some of that money could be used to actually renovate the tunnel or make the tunnels accessible.
Right.
And what tunnels there are there, make them accessible and usable for people to come check out.
Yeah.
Like if there's like. The Chinatown people say, if we had $1 million, we could set up a tourist attraction with these tunnels.
Right.
You know, not something major, but just like we could set up a thing like Forest Air Underground Gardens has, where we could conduct tours and it would be a safe. We could make it safe and look cool and all that. We need $1 million, and high speed rail says, "All right, here you go. We can do that."
Yeah.
That's like kind of like a
we're gonna destroy this tunnel.
Yeah, this tunnel.
But
don't worry about it. But the rest of the stuff you can make it cool.
Yeah, no, I think that would be really awesome. I think it would be, and several years ago they did give tours through those tunnels.
Yeah, yeah.
And lots of people, I didn't go, but lots of people went and said it was really awesome. So, you know, maybe that's maybe this will let people like shine the light on the fact that there are these other tunnels and we need to do something with them. So.
Right.
And also we need high-speed rail.
Yeah, we need both those things.
We need
improved tunnel access
improved
and high-speed rail.
Access.
We need both of the things.
Yeah.
It's band of the episode
band
time.
Band of the episode. Did we ever decide what we wanted to
no,
do with
No, but I think we can go with what we were talking about before.
Okay,
just because they're played on Dorktown doesn't mean we can't play them on Flowing of Famous.
Because
that song is so damn good.
Yeah. So the band is Sharks of Dance.
Yes, they're making the waves right now.
So we'll hear a little clip.
Let's hear some Sharks of Dance.
Keep it cool, yeah, keep it together. Calm, collected, never catch you sweating. A train smell sparks a light to a fire to remind my me of the muse so sweet.
Ooh. And I'm a sober night.
you know I can tell when those drops spill at the front of your forehead. They say at the drop of a hand, once you put it all out, yeah, you wanna take it all back. Ooh, 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 ooh. Never catch me sipping on my sober nights. Ooh, 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 ooh. Never catch me sipping on my sober nights. Something's changing. Slowly shifting.
That is a good song.
Here's,
it's a hit. That's a local hit right
here's,
there.
Here's, I think, why I wanted to play the band and why I think we should talk about it is it's a new band, fairly new. I mean, maybe they've been around for a while, but only within the last few months that they've really been playing, and I've been starting to hear about them. And that's exciting. It's so. Is there anything more exciting than like
not
a new band playing in Fresno, like finding, hearing about,
yeah, that's got, you know, that's that like has something,
yeah, that has something,
has that and, factor,
and people are getting excited about, and you know, it's really cool, and it feels like there's several of these bands that are sort of popping up now. Waterbox
Resurgent
is another one. Roach Collection. Oh man, I'm so spacing on this. These guys played out at the Spanspec Festival. Really good, I thought. So yeah, hopefully this is a resurgence. You know, hopefully there's it. You know, it always goes in waves. You know, and
right
in truth, like the scene is the kids, right? Like
yeah,
old people don't make a like
you know, old people.
Old people like me, we don't make a scene because. We're just not. We don't have the energy of the young guys, and so it's nice to see. Like, all right, here's some young, exciting bands coming through and starting to play again, and yeah, it's exciting. Hopefully, it'll pick up. You know?
Yeah, I think so. I think we got some.
Like we were, I think I'm not sure if we talked about it on the show before, but the fact that it feels like right now we have all the out-of-town bands coming through on a fairly regular basis. Mm-hmm. We're getting some really good shows coming through. Strummer's Fulton 55. You know, Peeves is having a lot of luck with Love the Captive doing their shows there. So that's, like, set. Like, I feel like that's really great. Now, can we grow this, the local side of it? And, it, you know... That's what we need. We need to get back to that other part.
I feel it. Because, 2014 is kind of a little bit of a down year music-wise. There wasn't, like, a whole lot of, like...
Local music.
Yeah.
You know, because I think there was a lot of... 2014, to me at least, seemed from, like, shows coming through that I wanted to see and I was excited about.
Touring like, stuff.
Touring shows.
Big.
Awesome. You know,
like there wasn't a whole lot of local band buzz.
Not
this year.
A whole lot of there was some stuff. I mean, Strange Vine continued with what Strange Vine does. I think, and we'll you know as the year closes, gets closer to the end, we'll do a little year roundup. We can talk about this
do
for
our
sure
annual roundup.
But you know, yeah, it felt a little. Whatever. So, speaking of annual yearly,
People's Choice Awards.
Well, so the Fresno Bee,
famous Bee Choice Awards. You get to choose everything in town except your favorite podcast because nobody would do that. We used to when the Fresno Famous had them.
Famous Awards.
Wedged it in there. I like the Famous Awards. Well, I like the
was
best.
Was it Famous?
No,
What was it?
Oh my God. We don't even know. How can we not think? No, it was because it's not choice, was it? It
famous
was
choice. No.
No, it was.
Who knows? That's how much I famous care about it at this point.
The Fresno Famous.
Fresno Famous had its own. That was when everyone
could vote.
Everyone was doing these types of awards,
and there was a band. Yeah. That was, but Fresno Famous was like the first of like our that it was like ours. It was our internet, right. Internet one. Like right. The B always did theirs, and that's great.
Yeah.
But it was like our generation's right, like, sure. Like
we don't community.
We don't have to worry about people voting for McDonald's as right. Best hamburger,
Starbucks best
and
coffee,
and all
come
that
on.
Kind of crap. It was right. Like ours that we controlled.
Yeah,
but
so the and it's been I think People's Choice. It's been around you. Well, so
people
you could,
love it.
You could go and vote now at the Fresno yep. Bee.
FresnoBee.com.
FresnoBee.com, and you can search it out there and find it and vote. And there's like,
we all know it. It's you're voting for basically every retail category. Option yeah. In town right. You can vote for.
And then, you know, restaurants.
I think some of the top heated ones, like in Fresno, Mexican food place. That's a huge yeah. One. The winner of that one, because I like that one because you don't get any chains involved.
Right, right. No.
It's all local,
it's
man.
All, yeah.
And, you know, we love Mexican food here. And oh, yeah. We're, you know, this we're is hardcore. It's something to tout when you have somebody in from, like, the Midwest or back east yeah. Or northwest. Like, you take them to a Mexican place right. In Fresno because right. They're like this. And we can go, hey, this is how it's done.
Right.
I don't know what you do back there. What you got, you know,
what you got,
who's
Cuban
making your Mexican food back there, but this is how it's done and recognize. And so when you're the best of the yeah. Best in the best town for it.
Do we remember who won last year?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I haven't looked.
Sometimes it's Bobby Salazar or something. My favorite
is always,
my favorite.
Okay.
Is Plaza Ventana.
Oh, okay. I had to think about this really hard because there's different levels of
the Mexican food there
Mexican
is different
food, right because sometimes Robertito's is
right
is a
on
home
Saturday
run,
night at 2 o'clock in the morning Robertito's is right? The best Mexican right. Food place ever
and sometimes I feel you know if I'm going out on a Sunday morning, I want to have Huevos Rancheros. That's going to be a different place
yeah,
than if I'm having dinner. So, yeah.
I like Toledo's as well.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Uh-huh.
And Guadalajara's is good as well.
Okay, yeah. Okay,
I'm all about it. So those are my big three. All
right.
I like Rosalinda's on Bullard and West. Rosalinda's is good. Underrated.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
Back
I don't think
in Pavilion
I know,
West Shopping
yeah,
Center.
I know what you're talking about. I don't know
it's,
if I've ever
it's,
been there. Yeah.
It's solid. I don't yeah. Think enough people know about that place. But yeah. They're a little bit pricey, but it's good. Don Pepe. I haven't been to Don Pepe in forever.
It's good. I think, Sal's to me, I grew up in Kingsburg, so we went to the original Sal's and Selma all the time, so that holds a place in my heart. But, yeah.
Also, another big category, always hotly contested, patio dining.
Okay.
Fresno patio dining.
Yes.
Best patio. What's best patio? Go.
Peeps. They got patio dining now.
They have it now? Is it open now?
Yeah, I do believe you can dine outside.
Like they have it built and done.
I don't think they have like an actual patio. So it doesn't count in your mind? Okay.
You're sitting on a plastic chair out in front of the place. That doesn't count.
Okay. All right. So yeah, it has to be a built. All right. I didn't know the rules.
Yeah,
okay.
That's the rule as far as I'm concerned.
Best patio. You know, did we talk? I think we talked about this on a podcast before.
Yeah,
because Bethany was
yeah, Bethany did a post about it,
and so we were talking about
yeah, Vinny's. Vinny's is always Vinny's been the nicest patio.
Yeah.
I'm a little too picky about food, so right, like Vinny's right. Food. Actually, Vinny's food is good.
Right,
there's just only like one thing I can order there.
Right,
and again, but. Elbow Rooms patio. It's like not really a patio to me. Right. It's like still inside the restaurant with like open windows, basically, is what that is. It's barely a patio.
All right.
Like, I mean, it's kind of cheating.
Okay, so patio. That wouldn't count as a patio.
I guess technically it counts, but it's sort of cheating. It's like they just made a bigger part of the restaurant with open
windows.
But
here's the thing. They're very proud of their patio for just that reason, you know.
Yeah,
because you can go there in the winter.
Yeah, you can go in there any time of the year.
Yeah, and it's really nice. You can
and
go
there's
in there
a tree.
So, yeah.
I think there is a tree.
There's
in the
a tree in the middle.
It.
Yeah.
So I guess that's a patio.
Well, there you go.
We got a tree in the middle of it.
Yeah,
that's patio.
We didn't take that tree out.
Doesn't matter. There's a fireplace and TVs and
right.
and we can close it completely.
Right. Close it completely. Yeah. yeah, the People's Choice Award is crazy because they have. Lots of things, you know, I voted for almost every category. But there were lots of categories I just...
Oh, I skip a lot of them.
Best
pizza,
mortgage company.
Best, yeah, like, what the hell? Pizza.
Oh, okay. This is
another serious
dear,
topic.
Dear to my heart.
Ooh, I...
Dear to my heart.
It's for me, it's close between two, well,
okay.
three.
Okay.
Me and Ed's, I just give honorable mention.
Right,
but
okay.
It's between Mike's... At Shields and West.
Okay. I haven't had pizza there before, but...
What?
I
oh
haven't.
Oh, my God.
I've eaten there, and it's good food.
Yeah.
I think I had a calzone or something, but...
Or... It's... Popolo's.
Oh, okay.
It's been named Popolo's or Mike's Shields and West.
Interesting.
And it depends on the day you catch me, I get, pretty much.
I love Pacifica. Pizza?
Really?
Oh, I love it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a weird one.
I love Pacifica Pizza and BC's.
I don't think Pacifica isn't even on. You have to write it in.
Right. Right.
Wow. Good luck, Pacifica. I wonder, do any, because you used to handle this
yeah,
as
I
like
did,
part
I
of
was,
your job.
Yeah, part of my, yeah.
And
I didn't do
did,
counting votes.
Does anyone like that. That got a did anyone has anyone ever won with the write-in vote that you know of?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, because originally there wasn't, you know, at one point it was, there wasn't even, like, the ballot was just the
you write what you want.
Yeah, that was what it is. And only over the years did they finally get, like, okay, these are the ones that get a lot of votes typically every year, so they kind of built that in.
Now, would you guys decide, like, who to put in there? Like, is there a big meeting?
I don't know. I think it would just be, like, you know, the top vote getters from the year before or whatever would probably...
But there would always be somebody new that you'd have to put in that wasn't on last year's ballot, usually.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's open. I mean, you can vote for whoever you want, you know.
Yeah.
I think that's the... And I think the ones that are there are really more just, I think, kind of help out.
Ooh,
people out.
Another big one. Sushi. First of all, it was weird that it's a big sushi town.
Right.
We have a lot of good sushi restaurants. And I've speaking with sushi connoisseurs from other cities, like, recognizes Fresno has good sushi.
Okay.
So that's an important category.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's Edoya.
Okay.
But I do enjoy Maru.
Okay.
And I do enjoy wasabis. Wasabi!
Wasabi! So, there's the place downtown. I don't know what it's called.
Ooh.
It's by the Galleria. It's in that area.
Is that Shikura Chai?
No. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, that's very good.
Yeah?
I really, I like Tokyo Garden.
But they don't really have sushi.
They do have sushi, but it's not like the crazy, stupid rolls and stuff. I mean, they have, like, it's very traditional.
Yeah.
You know, and
I need my fried rolls.
And I like that. So, you know. Yeah, if you want your fried rolls.
I need my rolls fried.
I think Maru is pretty good. The I Heart Sushi out there, Clovis Way.
Yeah, I haven't gone there because it's in Clovis.
I think it's really, it's pretty good. So, yeah. I like the just the general atmosphere.
Atmosphere of, what's that? The Avenue.
It is, yeah.
They try to market it as the Avenue.
It didn't work, huh?
I only know because of the sign.
Right, and that's Shaw, the other side of Chestnut.
There's Shaw. Right. I noticed about...
Once you get into Fresno, it's no longer the Avenue.
Nope, it's just Shaw. And then when you get past Blackstone, right. It's West Shaw.
Right.
And that's it. I noticed the other day, I don't know what it was, how Clovis worked this deal out or something, because Herndon's an expressway.
Okay.
Until you get to Clovis, when there's driveways ever. Because, you know, you notice Fresno, there's only... You can only get on the Herndon from the intersections.
Right, right.
But you get to Clovis... There's driveways, and you can get on the Herndon however the hell you want to get on
Clovis
the Herndon.
Clovis is a way of life.
We do it. We do whatever the hell we want. And so, we don't tell you. We don't regulate to get on the Herndon.
It's a free market out there.
Yeah, this is Wild
I really
West.
I don't know that.
It's a Wild West.
That's interesting.
Do what we want.
We do what we want out here in Clovis, and you love them for it.
Mm-hmm.
So go vote for the People's Choice. I think it's open. I think it runs
end of November.
End of November, yeah.
November 30th.
You still have time to
deadline
vote.
November 30th. You know get your People's Choice.
What I think is cool, and I hope more people. Well, first of all, everyone needs to go and vote Chuck Leonard for best television personality.
Poor
TV
Chuck.
Anchor. I don't
know. That's all he has. Whatever. Give it to him.
He says to me, "I hope that I lose." So that I can...
Oh, yeah. That's way better content if you lose.
So that I can bitch at how it's rigged again.
Yeah.
And so I was
that's
like,
true.
Well.
Yeah. Don't vote for him if you want him to... Yeah, vote for him if you want him to shut up.
Right.
Then you can, like, what's he going to do?
What I think this is cool because, you know, once upon a time, this thing was very much like... The corporate, the chains, they own it.
Ray Appleton wins that every freaking time,
you know,
right?
Yeah, I mean, and for a long time, that's what it, I mean, I think it was just the people who won were the people that you knew, you know, like every category, whoever the big name was. I mean, it wasn't like people were really thinking about, hey, what's the best blank? It was just like, well, who do I know?
Yeah.
Know? And so you would get stupid stuff like, you know, Taco Bell and Best or whatever it was. You know?
Yeah, I think that happened one year.
But that's not the case anymore. You know, I think people are now like actually taking it seriously and really saying like, no, this is my favorite whatever. This is my favorite yoga studio or whatever. And so I think it's cool because I think it gives you a chance to like go out and say, yes, I really like this place because they have given me good like blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes those places win. And also as a consumer, it's cool to see these things because it really does like – there's a lot of information in there. Mm-hmm. Like,
there is a lot of info. I love those things.
I need to get my pants hemmed, let's say, because I'm short. So-and-so. And that's where I go there because I read about them in the in the People's Choice.
Yeah, yeah.
So there you go.
The thing comes out in around March or something.
The whole magazine. Right. I think it's the first of the year sometime, you know, the first couple months of the year.
Now in our digital age, people go miss that, but make sure to watch for that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it really is. You can take it, keep it. I mean, there is a lot of good information in there, yeah.
It's cool.
So, what else?
Is there? Plug it up, man.
Oh, that's it.
That's it, man.
That came pretty abruptly.
Abrupt.
You should have.
Abrupt plug. Sorry, I didn't ease you into it.
I feel like you should have given me a little more warning. Just something like, oh, we're done with the show. Get the fuck out.
Let's
okay.
go. Let's go. Come on.
All right, plug.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Plug it up. Why don't you go ahead and do your
plug? As always, listen to the Dorktown Network.
Dorktown Network.
Podcast rule. including Dork Town, our variety, long-running, almost as long as Flowing of Famous podcast, right. The Perfect Pour, Gaining Strength.
Nice.
We're going to be out at, you're listening to this, it's too late, but we're going to go to House of Pendragon.
Oh, nice.
Do a show over at House of Pendragon. But just craft beer, man.
Killing
talking
it.
About it. Craft beer. Yeah. And then, get off my podcast. Harrison Ford podcast.
Harrison Ford podcast.
Just did Working Girl. Now we're going to do Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So we just sit and talk about Harrison Ford.
Yeah, and you would think that something like that would not have anyone wanting to listen. Am I?
Yeah, you would think.
But there are people.
People listen.
Well, there you go. Okay.
Yes. Just it's goes in the prove. Triple digits, man.
Oh, man. It goes to prove that.
Not as much as Flowing, though.
Well, it's you don't have the personality that you have on.
Come on,
I'm Flowing. Or maybe you do. I don't know.
Yeah. Listen one time.
Well,
Trent's better than I am.
Come on,
Trent brings it.
That's the beauty of podcasting.
Yep, you get something for your niche,
right? And you get to talk about the thing that you're interested in, passionate right. about. Which I think is cool.
Fresno.
And it could be anything. Like for us it's Fresno. But it doesn't
yeah. Start a Clovis podcast.
That'd be great.
You're such a hot shot Clovis person.
What's the weirdest podcast that you've ever heard? Like the podcast that made you go, really?
Nah, I haven't heard because I'm so open to like anything are, being yeah. podcasted.
Okay.
But I think there is one, there's a Saved by the Bell one
okay.
that's like going, that's kind of similar to what our Harrison Ford podcast does.
Where they go episode,
it's going
by,
episode,
episode
by episode of Saved by the Bell.
Oh,
and right. I don't think she's gotten to the end of the Saved by the Bell series yet. I think she's still got some time to go. But she went back and just started doing Saved by the Bell episodes.
That sounds terrible.
From the beginning.
That sounds...
So there you go. I've never
listened
to it.
If it was a 5-10 minute podcast, that could be...
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's like a full breakdown.
Yeah.
Full fan cast breakdown.
Huh.
But I really dig... Like, I'm a big... On TV shows that you... If there's a TV show that you love...
Sure.
And it's mildly popular, there's probably a podcast for
yes,
it.
Yes, yes.
And I love that because it's just like gives you... You're listening to a fan of what you're a fan of.
Right.
And you're getting more insight on that episode. You're getting right. more insight on that show you want. The only thing that's bad is sometimes if they're not doing what
right.
you... They're stupid. Like, I know more than you, you asshole!
You are dumb!
You dummy!
What? And so you gotta start a competing podcast.
Yeah, so there you go. Oh, yeah. That's podcasting, too, is like, it's not that hard to get into it, so...
Yeah.
You're like, these people are not doing it right. You can do it and show them up.
Right. So, if you are listening and you think that we don't know what we're talking about in terms of Fresno stuff.
Yeah, start
go ahead.
It. Do your own Fresno podcast.
Do your own Fresno.
Battle.
We don't care.
And keep the net neutral.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Should we talk? Net neutrality. It's big. So this week was big for net neutrality, and we should talk about it because I think it is important for podcasts.
Yeah.
Because without net neutrality, I think podcast is one of those things that could disappear.
It would be more. It could make podcasting more annoying to listen to a podcast.
Sure. And a little more. I think it would be more. It would be difficult for people. People wouldn't want to do it as much either. You know,
yeah.
So it would probably go away. But if you don't know about net neutrality, just look it up. I would probably Google John Oliver net neutrality. There's a video that he did.
Uh-huh. Oh man, he always like breaks it down
yeah.
the way it should be broke down.
But, I mean, it's perfect.
Whatever the issue is, let
yes.
him break it down yeah. for you, and then you're set.
The whatever, like, me and you could do to
yeah.
talk about it right now is nothing. Like, we're not going to do it justice compared to this.
Yes.
So just go Google John Oliver and net neutrality. But it was a big week for net neutrality, and the president is sort of calling for the FCC to change the rules and treat internet service providers as utilities, which would allow the FCC more regulation over them, et cetera, et cetera. So they don't want to do that. Like, all the, you know, the service providers definitely don't want that. It doesn't look like the FCC necessarily wants that. But, you know, when the FCC, I think in May, in January, they drafted some rules. Supreme Court or whoever said, no, those aren't going to work. They drafted some new rules. They sent it out to the public. The public saw them. And then, like, 4 or 5 million people wrote in and said, you guys are stupid. You know, we need to have that new... So there's really a groundswell of support from people who are like, we need to make sure that the internet is open and free access to everyone, right? Mm-hmm. That's the idea. The net neutral, right, is that, you know, you don't have internet service providers, like, dictating things, and you don't have the government dictating things, that, like, all content on the web is treated equally regardless of what it is. So, you know, like, the Washington Post, I don't know, New York Times has a podcast, I don't know, somebody, yeah. That it's not going to be treated any different than you and our this podcast here, mm-hmm. in terms of, like, its delivery to people. So anyway,
I think I understand.
Yeah, it's an important thing, and I think it has implications far beyond, like, the more we use the internet all the time now for all sorts of things, not yeah. just like looking at porn or you know, searching for Kim Kardashian. I don't know, whatever it is that people do on the internet. You know, we're using the internet bandwidth, whatever, for all sorts of things: streaming music, watching movies, like you know, podcast. Like, so this is going to be more important as it goes along, and not just for, like, content purposes, but, you know, for the price that we're going to pay to have to do these things someday. So keep the net neutral.
Right.
Yeah.
Obama. He's behind it. Keep us all on the even playing field.
Yeah, so I didn't even plug anything.
Yeah, come on, man. It'll go back.
My band, it'll go back.
What are you guys playing in the next month?
We don't have anything coming up.
Holidays. The music is a little light on holidays. Yeah. Is there any kind of reunion show happening Thanksgiving weekend?
Not that I know of.
There's usually one.
I'll have to check, but I haven't seen anything coming through.
Oh, man.
You know, actually, I think Let's Go Bowling might be playing around that time. But I'd have to look again. Yeah, there's usually something, but I haven't really heard anything.
No Pink Eye reunion this year, huh?
Nope, not that I know of.
Whoa.
So it'll go back, and then obviously my day job at the Fresno Bee. So FresnoBee.com, FresnoBeeHive.com. If you like the things that we're talking about here, I usually just steal from what I'm doing, yeah. or vice versa, you know.
Yeah.
So
one or the other gets right. stolen.
Yeah. So I either steal it for them or I steal it for this. Yeah. So you can go do those things, and yeah, I think that's
there we go.
Did we do a good one?
I don't know. It's hard to say for us.
Yeah.
We're too close, man.
You know
why?
And here's the thing: no one writes in to tell us any different.
You can email me your fault. thefresnan@gmail.com.
It's our listeners' fault for not
get off my flowing with pod on Twitter.
On Twitter,
and then yeah, you can Facebook, but a Dorktown Podcast has a Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
the Perfect Pour has a Facebook, so you can contact those and be like, hey, I want to talk about Flowing Famous,
right?
But no, just email thefresnan@gmail.com or
you can email
flowingwithpod on Twitter or email Josh.
Yeah, or message me on any
of them. Yeah, message on Twitter or
be like,
or email.
Your podcast sucks. Or it's great.
Diddiness.
All right, so that is it. Thank you for listening, and we will be out in 5, 4, 3, 2.